Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette hosts open house to address flooding concerns. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The city of Gillette is holding an open house this Thursday to gather resident feedback on drainage and flooding issues in the Donkey Creek watershed. The event will take place from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Gillette College Tech Center. According to the press release from the city of Gillette, they are collaborating with WWC Engineering to develop a master drainage plan and prioritize up to 10 flood mitigation projects. The project aims to identify and rank flooding concerns based on public and city staff input and will include cost estimates, permitting requirements, environmental considerations, funding, and timelines for each design. The total project is $250,000 with 75% funded by a FEMA grant and the remaining 25% by the optional 1% sales tax. This initiative follows a 2022 study of the fishing lake at Dalby Memorial Park, which recommended a broader Donkey Creek drainage study. For more information, you can visit GilletteWI.gov or contact City Project Manager Toby Fisk at 686-5265. Superintendent Degenfelder joins opposition to new Title IX rules in Washington, D.C. On June 20th, Superintendent Megan Degenfelder, along with officials from Florida, Louisiana, and Montana, gathered in Washington, D.C. to oppose the Biden administration's new Title IX rules. Organized by the Heritage Foundation, the group included state education officials, attorneys general, solicitors general, parental rights advocates, and student athletes. They spoke on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court, criticizing the rule changes for endangering biological females and infringing on constitutional rights. According to a press release from the superintendent's office, Degenfelder said, "These rules are dangerous. They physically endanger biological females and infringe upon the constitutional rights of students and teachers by attacking due process, freedom of speech, and freedom of religion." She noted that efforts to push back have seen some success, with federal courts in Kentucky and Louisiana temporarily blocking the rules. Other notable attendees included Florida Commissioner Manny Diaz, Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell, Louisiana Superintendent Cade Brumley, Montana Solicitor General Christian Corrigan, Montana Superintendent Elsie Arnidson, and several advocates and athletes. Degenfelder announced Wyoming's participation in a lawsuit against the rules and advised Wyoming schools to maintain their current Title IX policies. As a former athlete and current coach of the University of Wyoming's women's rugby team, Degenfelder emphasized the importance of continuing the fight against these regulations. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.